Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota and one aspect of our communities that has a huge impact on the culture of those communities and often reflect the culture of those communities are the educational opportunities that are available. And in this segment, I had the great opportunity to talk with a man who's dedicated his entire career to making sure people have opportunities to quality higher education experiences near them.
It's truly in our colleges and universities, magic happens. I refer to our colleges and universities as dream merchants. They are the doors of hope and opportunity for all Minnesotans.
That is Devinder Malhotra. He is the chancellor of the Minnesota State System of Colleges and Universities. He has been in Bemidji for the last couple of days for the Minnesota State Board of Trustees meeting. Under the Minnesota State umbrella are several state colleges, technical schools, and community colleges. In our listening area, just to name a few, we've got Northland Community and Technical College in Thief River Falls, Rainy River Community College in International Falls, Hibbing Community College in Hibbing, Itasca Community College in Grand Rapids, Central Lakes College in Brainerd, Minnesota State Community and Technical College in Wadena, Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College in Cloquet, and Bemidji State University and Northwest Technical College in Bemidji. And the list goes on and on.
So Minnesota State is a network of 37 very vibrant institutions, 30 colleges and 7 universities. And altogether, they enroll 244,000 students. It's not only the largest educational provider in the state of Minnesota, it is also the most diverse education provider. Almost 63,000 students from communities of color or those of native origin. Almost 80,000 students who come from low-income families. 90,000 students who are 25 years or over. 47,000 students who are first generation. And close to 10,000 veterans. And in all of these categories, we have more students in our colleges and universities than all the other higher education providers put together in the state of Minnesota. And so together, these 37 institutions, which are located across the state among 47 different communities with 54 different campuses, are really working collectively to ensure that going forward, we have a civically engaged, socially mobile, and economically productive Minnesota.
As the chancellor, what is your job?
As a chancellor, my job is really to empower our colleges and universities and to ensure that they have the support structures and resources in place to do what they do best, and that is create transformational pathways for our students to succeed and thrive not only individually after they graduate, but also be the catalyst to strengthen the communities in which they live and work.
It is such a great resource for the people in our state and out-of-staters who want to come to Minnesota for school.
Yes.
And I know that the Board of Trustees is meeting in Bemidji.
That's correct.
How does traveling to the out-state campuses help you do your job better?
We made this decision 2-3 years ago that rather than meet every month in St. Paul, which is logistically more convenient, but that we will go out and also meet at different campuses and different regions of the state. And what it does is our trustees can appreciate all the good work that is going on in our colleges and universities. They can see that firsthand, and also they get an opportunity to interact with the faculty and staff of the institution, with the leadership of the institution, with the students of the institution. We just had a great lunch in which at every table there were 3 or 4 students. And so we spread the trustees around and the other leadership of the system office around, including the presidents from different other colleges and universities too, as well as my cabinet. And then we just get into a listening and learning mode and understand what makes the institution tick and understand better what it takes to do the great work they are doing.
Right. And each institution has its own personality, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. I mean, each institution, you know, we have 37 institutions. Their heterogeneity comes from their size, their locational context, their history, their culture, their unique missions, rural-urban divide. And so each institution is a very different story, a very different evolution, and a very different model, but the commonality is the heightened focus on student success, and the commonality also is that each and every institution takes ownership of all our students, no matter which institution they are enrolled in.
Mm-hmm. What is your takeaway from BSU as well as NTC? What's your takeaway from our institutions here?
Both institutions are thriving. You know, the major takeaway is that there is a symbiotic relationship between these two great institutions and the Bemidji community and the region at large. And it's evident to us that these two higher education institutions are the anchor institutions for this region. Mm-hmm. And from that perspective, they are providing this region the vibrancy, which the cultural, the social, the economic vibrancy to the region. And the other element is that Bemidji State University and Northwest Technical College, too, their heightened focus and engagement with native communities in and around this region, and mission to enhance access to higher education to native students and also provide them with the needed empowered support structures so that they can be very, very successful in their academic endeavors. And they've also have a very strong programmatic orientation on native issues and native culture. They have great programs in that regard, in the area of sustainability, in the area of nursing education, and then they have also a grant-funded program which focuses on providing more healthcare workers and nurses in particular to native communities. This morning, we had invited the presidents of all the tribal colleges in Minnesota, and one of the tribal colleges is part of our system, Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College. And all these four presidents, they made their presentation to the board, and it was very clear to me that the strong relationship which Bemidji State has with these communities and with these tribal colleges, and that was really great to see. And then the other important takeaway is that given the programmatic portfolio of both Bemidji State University as well as Northwest Technical College, these two institutions can provide all the workforce needs of the region itself, and in that regard, they are the ones who prepare the talent which the region and the state needs, not only for today but also for tomorrow.
You've been in higher ed for a long, long time.
And too long for me to remember.
So what fires you up about higher ed?
243,000 reasons, and that is the students.
Yeah.
You know, it is the students. It is the passion and commitment of faculty and staff. And it is the strong, dedicated leadership of our institutions, our presidents and their teams. It's the fact that all our institutions, with their heightened focus on student success, are firing on all their cylinders. And truly, it's truly in our colleges and universities, magic happens. Students come in, often first-generation students, often low-income students, often students who have serious doubts whether college is for them. And they come, and it is as they evolve through their educational journey, as they acquire that self-assurance, as they accomplish the expertise and the learning which is needed through our rigorous degree programs and certifications. And as they then go in completely ready to engage both in not only be effective in the workplace, but indeed become that engaged, transformative force in the communities in which they live too. So it is hard not to be captivated by this magic. And I refer to our colleges and universities as dream merchants. They are the doors of hope and opportunity for all Minnesotans, no matter what race and ethnicity, no matter what socioeconomic status, no matter what area, location, or community they belong to.
Well, thank you. I know you have to get back to work, but thank you for dedicating your life to the success of individuals and more close to home to the success of Minnesota.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your time in Bemidji.
Thank you, and thank you for reaching out to us.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Devinder Malhotra. He is the chancellor of the Minnesota State System of Universities and Colleges and Technical Schools. He has been in Bemidji this week with the Board of Trustees as they are holding their monthly meeting and visiting Bemidji State University and Northwest Technical College. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.